Hey, what's going on? It's Mario, Final Approach on the FA podcast. Another episode. We got a good one today. Something totally out of the norm. So this will be interesting. So before we start, we always thank our partners, Weatherby, Federal Ammunition, also the guys at Rogers Sporting Goods, everybody at Leupold, Skipper and the boys, and of course Tyler up in Saskatchewan at SAS Goose Co. And even SAS Tourism. They're always kind of pitching in to kind of help and do stuff and want to do stuff together. That's a great organization up there, and a great thing they do for Saskatchewan. And new to this year, which is cool, is Dogtra. We're doing some stuff with them, and Jet's pretty happy. Well, maybe Jet's not happy with the collars, but only when he gets a little zip. But he does like it because they're actually Adam. There's a pulse button and a tone button on the new collar. So I can like hit it and it beeps and he's like, "Well, what's that?" And then he stops. And then there's like a vibration button. So you don't need to like stimulate him. You could hit the vibration button and it rattles the collar and he's like, "Oh, wait." So it's been pretty cool. So if you don't know Adam is our film guy, content guy, everything guy for the last pass for you see tons of pictures on social. So I'm gonna let you talk about your business, how long you've been going, where people can check it out, and all that kind of stuff. I'll let you kind of intro yourself because you got to.
Sure. Yeah. So, I've been doing, I guess I probably should have looked up the years of like when I started, but I think I roughly started in like 2016, doing mainly video production work, so filming, editing, that type of stuff.
Right.
And yeah, that kind of I was started freelancing and then it just kind of grew into a business. I didn't really pl have a plan to like do this as a business initially, when I was younger. I thought
Right.
I was going to grow up and be some do something else.
Well, what were you gonna be
I don't
when you
know.
put your big boy pants on?
I don't know. I always I on okay, so I did want to kind of go into advertising. That was like my plan. So I mean I went to school for that and stuff and kind of ended up more in the video production. They call it like a one-man band kind of route. So that's kind of where I've been for the last, I guess it'd be 8, 9 years. Doing video work. So yeah. So my company's Archer Film Company. Been running it for, I guess, officially, I think it'd be 5 years now, 5 or 6 years. So yeah, the boat's floating, so we're good.
Who would have
Everything's
thought,
good,
right?
yeah.
Who would have thought like this was going? So
Yeah.
let's start like your love of whatever, let's say photography or film or whatever, that come from your dad or somebody in your family or what? Like where did that?
I just kind of, I mean, so my dad was a freelance photographer growing up,
Okay.
but he never like, it was kind of like he was, doing his thing in the background, but I never really got like a really good introduction of what that was like or what he did. I
Right.
just kind of knew he took pictures and made money taking pictures, and that was
Yeah.
kind of that. I more took a knack for filming. Like I guess the first thing I filmed was skateboarding. That was kind of how I got into
Oh, that's cool.
that's how I got into filming because I started skateboarding in middle school, and out of the group of friends I had, I was the only kid with a camera, so I
Oh
just
my
ended up filming
God.
us, jumping off curbs and stuff. And
Well, of course you did. Like
yeah,
that was like the deal.
right, so that kind of just, I guess, kind of just grew and grew, and then I kind of learned how to edit and was adding music in and that kind of stuff. I really was super self-taught. I mean, totally self-taught. So that's
Well,
kind of how I got into it. But
I mean that goes to kind of what I wanted to talk about too when we're talking about all this stuff. Like, so I So my son, so Cole is going to college, and he doesn't know what he's going to get into, but I don't want to say like you, but he more started on the photography side and he loves taking pictures. And then it's like, I'm like, hey, can you cut a video for me? Because I got to get this done and nobody's here and I don't want to do it by myself and it takes longer. And then he's like, yeah. And then he like cuts a video, edits it, throws music in it, does all that, makes sure the lighting's right, like all this stuff that's way past me. And he's like you, like self-taught, right? And so he doesn't know what he wants to do at college. He's kind of torn between a couple things, but I was like, listen, there's a lot of jobs that I can see. Every time I look, there's always like a job for some kind of, content marketing. And what I mean by that is someone behind the camera. Because it seems like everybody in this space right now wants to be obviously in front of the camera. And I get that. I get that. But there's a lack of people behind the camera, and those jobs are open. So I'm like, I don't want to push him into that direction, but he's good at it. And like you said, like you are, he's like self-taught, just, downloaded a program, did this, bought that, got the camera, took his money from his birthday to buy another lens and do, you know what I mean? So like I go to him, if I'm not calling you for like, technical info, I'm like going, I'm going to my 17-year-old to go, yo, I don't know what to do here. What should I use? Oh yeah, you want this. So, I don't think, and I'll be like, I don't want to downplay it. I'm not saying it's not very hard to get into it. You either have it, like you either have the eye, right, on how to capture stuff, or you don't. So, could you turn into a good, photographer, videographer, content, anything like that, like without having that eye? Maybe you could work at it and get good, but I always see that creative side, like you got to have that side. Do you think that's true?
I would say so. It's yeah, like you said, it's not something you can really like. You either have it or you don't. It's kind of hard to learn it. I would say like, and that depends a lot too on what you shoot. Other
For
types of
sure.
stuff might be a little more straightforward than filming duck hunting, for example.
No
So
doubt.
there's that aspect too. But yeah, and it's I would say too, when you're talking about kind of how it's, things have shifted, I totally agree. Like just yesterday, I saw like a job opening for it was like I think the title was like short form content creator. It's like
Yeah.
that's that role. The word short form didn't really exist 10 years ago at all. So
No,
that's kind of been a, yeah.
listen, a ton of these like, content marketing specialists, marketing this, like marketing that, like digital this, all that stuff, just like you said, did not exist. Like that was not a thing. You were like, I remember, listen, the transition from print magazines, right? On the hunting side, I'll just speak, but that kind of goes for everything. From the print magazine side to the digital side, was the huge transition, right? That kind of started it. And then everything had to follow because you went from this huge medium of, getting a hunting magazine, which it's still going. And some of them, like Field and Stream and a couple other American Field, like they're all trying to like come back and bring it, make it cooler. And I'm all with that because I love doing the magazine thing. I love seeing it.
Oh yeah.
But then that transition, and then everything else had to follow, like you said. So, social has been crazy. Like you need to have, a ton of people working on your social stuff and getting Instagram and doing this and being on TikTok and doing all that. I mean, it is to the point where there's so much to cover, like one person like at a company cannot do.
Totally.
We have a couple people, but we can't keep up. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's always something we miss, like oh, we haven't, ramped up TikTok in a day or two, or we didn't do this, or we didn't do like there's, it's like you almost need somebody for every medium, and they got to be on it 24/7 if you really want to push. And some of these bigger companies, like they might have that. You know what I mean? So there's, like you said, there's jobs to be had, and I don't know. And I do agree with what you're saying. Like if you were shooting, like for instance, one of Cole's buddies shoots like loves cars, right? So him and Cole would always go to the car shows, right? So it's like static shot. Like you've got to get your lighting right. You just gotta dial it in, right, to whatever you need, right? And that's not like you're kind of in a controlled environment, whatever's going on. Like it's not like, like I remember California like a couple years ago. You jump out of the truck, grab the camera, sneak over the berm, and you're taking shots of like specks, which are like 30 yards off the road in that rice field, right? And you're laying down and it's like it's kind of cloudy, then it's sunny, and then you're like, I didn't have all the filters, and you're trying to like dial it in, right? So you're like, it's a little different in the wild, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to talk maybe a little bit about, I don't even know what to get into there. Like what are the things, because I, what people don't understand, and I maybe I'll start here, is like we say it's the last pass and we're filming for our YouTube series. We get to a field in the morning and like, me and Tyler and whoever's with us, Kyle from Weatherby or whatever. And everybody's out of the trucks and we're moving. And like we've gotten into such a rhythm that I don't even look, I just say, hey, do you need help at all? And then you just usually say no. And then that's like all we do. And I don't even check on you. I usually ask every once in a while, but like you're so dialed in. Like once we break out and we're going, like you're off on your thing and we're off on our thing. And I always talk about like that's always been the hardest thing with some videographers or guys who are filming. Like they're waiting for instructions or waiting for what to do, or some orders or whatever. And it's like, yeah, like when we're setting up for a hunt and we're getting it all ready and we're doing the decoys and we're unpacking the trailer and all that stuff, like I don't have time to be like, hey, Adam, let's do this or let's do this. Like you bust out and you're like, I know what I got to do. I got to do this. I'm going to do that. Maybe it's cool like this. There's a mist in the air. I'm going to get that, some shots like that. So like, what are you thinking when you hop out? Like, what's your like checklist as you start
Sure.
running through your head?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of want to backtrack a second too, like kind of going back to that one man band comment I made. Like
For
that's
sure.
totally like so that's like for my role, like or anyone in if you're considered a one man band, and I guess for someone who doesn't really know what that term means, it means like for someone like myself who runs a video production company by myself, I'm obviously a camera operator. I'm an editor. I am worried about lighting and audio. You have all these different things.
Yep,
And
that's
then
four
you're
jobs.
obviously, yes, exactly. And then
Story, hey,
even,
story. You got to get the story, like the script, right? That's five.
right. So then there's like, and then from like a producing standpoint, right? Like a producer role, you have that as well. So you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that
Yeah.
kind of has to all work together. And those are all things that they're kind of their own skills, So it's
For
like
sure.
those things kind of get developed over time. And as someone who, might be kind of getting started or something, those are different roles that you might want to, maybe someone's really good at shooting, but they're not good at the storytelling part or the producing part. And those are things that kind of come with practice, I guess.
Well, and maybe like you're saying, like, okay, so if you want to get into this and you're thinking about doing this, so maybe you have an eye for like, I know the shot I got to get, right? But then maybe you're not good at lighting, or you're not good at this. Maybe seek those people out, or find somebody, or obviously you get online and watch, a million things to get better at something, right?
Sure.
But like we're talking about, that's six things you got to do when we get there. That's six jobs.
Right. Well, kind of. I mean, we're shooting outside, so there's not really any lighting. I mean, there is natural light, so you
Yeah,
have to
but
be
you
aware
got to
of
make
that,
sure
but
you have the right filter, because I always see you change a filter every once in a while. Like if you're going to do
sure.
something because of what it's doing, is it super bright? Is it
Yep.
cloudy? So, you still need to know what it's going to look like, and you're trying to stay consistent on the look. Like there's so much that goes into this. Like people, I guess the other thing I want to say is like, don't think you're just going to pick up a camera and go film like a hunt and it's going to be just awesome, because the first time is not going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's a steep learning
I,
curve, I'd say,
yeah. But I
for
mean, it
that
all
part.
comes down to, like I say, we're in a rhythm. So when I jump out of the truck and you jump out of the truck, you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. And it's like, but we, this is going on like season six. Like we've been doing this 6 years. So we've been grinding, like, you know what to do, I know what to do. And then, everything kind of falls into place, but that's taken that long to get where we are. Like it
Sure.
wasn't like that right at the start. We were trying to plan stuff and let's try this and let's do this. And obviously you're trying to do certain things. So it's total trial by error too. Like anybody who wants to go do this should probably just like obviously more time on the camera is probably important. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Just going somewhere and filming, like go to a refuge, or if you want to do birds, or maybe start with, something, I don't want to say easier, but like a deer hunt. Like, there's going to be a time where, the deer comes in or whatever, but you might be filming squirrels for 4 hours, right?
Right. A little different.
Whereas, waterfowl, if it's a good morning, it's like starts before shoot time and birds are starting to come and you're like, holy crap, like this is going to be good. And then it's nonstop. And it's like group after group and communication of like this group, we're going to look at this group and we're going to take this group. Like, I don't know if people understand like how hard waterfowl is to get it right.
Sure, it is definitely not easy. But I guess back to what you're saying too about like when you jump out, like we get obviously, for example, if we're filming a hunt, we
Right.
jump out at the spot, everyone has their roles, right? I mean, I think we're pretty obviously you said now, yeah, we're going on to season six here. So everyone's pretty dialed in on like what they're
Right.
doing, kind of what their job is. But yeah, I mean, I'm more each hunt, I guess. I really look at it from, I guess, a producer role. I mean, you're trying to tell that story and it has to make sense to the viewer. So as we're shooting and I'm capturing stuff, I'm kind of in the back of my head, like, okay, what do I need, I mean, we have our certain, for example, we have our kind of more product call out shots. Those
Sure.
are like very specific shots that I'm gonna have to get, but I'm not gonna shoot some slow-mo of a box of Federal, a Federal box. I'm not going to shoot that when it's black outside because you won't be able to see it.
Right.
So those things kind of have to naturally kind of fall place. And yeah, there's editing, obviously. So you can fix like when something maybe happened, it can get shifted around, but.
So here's a question. So as you're, and this is like probably more advanced. So as you're filming a hunt, right? And we're in the heat of battle, right? And you're like putting stuff together and you're grabbing clips. Are you thinking ahead to editing? Like, are you that advanced where you're thinking as far ahead as editing and you're like, I think this is the way this is going to play out, and I'm going to need these couple things, get a couple more shots. Like, are you thinking that far ahead because of we've done this a lot?
Probably more so of that. Yeah. I mean, I am thinking ahead for sure, especially like stitching in any other talking segments, like those things, like we want those to be natural. So it's like, you're kind of in the back of my head. I'm like, when would it be a natural time to show that after everything that's already happened that day, So those are kind of the things that are going on, like in the back of my head, like really just automatically, like I'm not even really thinking about it too hard. It's just like,
Just happens.
yeah,
And you're like, I gotta
definitely.
get that. Right. The thing that always blows me away is I don't want to say most camera guys, a lot of camera guys that I've seen cannot stay steady on the camera. And
Sure.
they have to be on a tripod. And I don't know what your deal is. You don't shake at all. I don't get it. Like you're holding the camera the majority of the time with not being on a tripod. And I think the only time I see you on a tripod is turkey. And just because it's like, we're gonna sit there for a long time, and you never know when you're gonna have to pick up the freaking camera because we're gonna get busted, right? So you always have to be like, it's just ready to go. And all you got to do is hit the button and we're off, right?
Yep.
So, what is your key, thought on being steady? Because like I said, that is probably the skill that people are like, oh, what do you mean you can't hold the camera like steady? Like there's no jumping, and you're holding your camera and filming like this, when birds are working, and it seems seamless. And I don't think people understand. You are not on a tripod. Like I have seen people do, you know what I'm saying? Like I know you know what I'm talking about because I mean it's like freaking staggered. So I don't know. I don't know where you got that.
I don't know if you're, I mean, maybe some of that comes a little naturally, but I guess if you're a person that, maybe you drink caffeine and you get really shaky, maybe you want to avoid the, you know what I
The
mean? No,
jitters.
yeah, and like know your limit with caffeine, I guess. But no, for me, I'd say like it does help too. Like the camera I shoot on does have pretty good image stabilization, so I can't take all the credit for being super steady. I mean, I
Yeah,
am
but
probably
it's to a
more
certain
steady
point.
than sure,
For sure. For
but
sure.
yeah, using, I mean, you call it like an anchor point, so like however you're holding the camera, or I guess yeah, however you're holding it, you want to make sure it's kind of anchored like securely. So whether that's bracing against like, if you're holding it up, for example, if you're like gonna take a picture kind of,
Right.
that camera can be kind of braced on your eyebrow kind of, or
Right.
your cheek, or however it
Right.
sits, or your nose, and that kind of helps add steadiness. Also, like if you're in that shooting position,
Yeah.
maybe your elbows are more locked onto your body a little. Like your elbows are pushing against your
Yeah,
stomach a
you're
little.
making
So
some
then,
supports, right, for
exactly, yeah. So
yourself,
it's just
right.
using your body to kind of support the camera while getting those shots.
Yeah,
And tripods are great. They're just for a lot of the duck hunting, it's a little unpredictable. And a lot of
right.
times there's stuff in the way, you're hiding and
For
stuff,
sure.
so it can be kind of hard to work with a tripod sometimes, but
Yeah, I mean, like I'm even talking about we're sitting there and all of a sudden it's like two on the right. And it's like, and I'm thinking to myself, everybody's like grabbing for their guns or looking, and then it's like, you gotta get the camera over there. How do you get
yeah.
the camera over there that fast? Then it's steady, and then everything's moving like nothing, like you were on it the whole time. Like
Yeah.
there's a lot going into this, and I guess the thing we're stressing and talking about is like you can get into this field, but like you better practice your craft because there's a lot going on and a lot of variables and a lot of things if you want to get to the highest level for sure. You know what I mean? Could you go take some pictures? Can you do some short form on your phone, and throw up some stuff and get a bunch of followers and likes and all? Yeah, everybody, yeah, you can do that. But if you want to like be in this and say move jobs or move up in a company or get to a bigger company, like it's just like anything else. You gotta practice your craft for sure,
Yeah.
and see what's I know you and Cole are always talking about cameras and what's new and what's coming out. Like he's already saying, oh, I think I'm gonna get this or I'm gonna get that. I'm like, dude, you just got, and it's worse than phones, I think. Like,
Yeah.
I'm like, you just got a camera. Like you just got a
Yeah.
new one. He's like, yeah, but this other one does this. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Like, I don't think that technology, I think it's moving, which I never thought I would say something crazy like that, but it's like the phones move fast, right? And electronics move fast. But I think the camera stuff is now moving really fast.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, I don't know. They're not changing that much. I'd
Maybe it's
say
me.
it seems like it there to me, there was a big jump when the mirrorless cameras came out. That's a pretty significant jump. After that, yeah, I'd say it's kind of plateaued in a little bit, like as
Okay.
far as progression, I guess, with the tech. But yeah, I would say like people get really caught up in the gear and the equipment aspect. And like it's not like your camera needs to be high enough quality where the quality's good, but outside of that, I mean, they're all doing the same thing, more or less. So unless you're comparing like a photo camera to like a video camera or a camcorder, those are two very different
For
things.
sure.
But otherwise, I mean, I would say like just my advice would be to work with what you have and just don't get too wrapped up in the technical stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, you're filming, and I think working on your craft is going to be a lot more worthwhile than getting all caught up in having the next best camera body.
You know, I guess I said that because it's like I got like my first camera, and then I was like, it was opening a whole new world because I was never in that world. And then it was like, and then I got another, and then I got a camera with like, you can get this lens, you can get that lens, you get this. Because the first one I had was like a point and shoot that was really good because I figured it would be easy enough for me to learn on. Like, you know, it took good pictures. I could upload them to social. Like, it was doing everything that I needed at the time. And then it was like, well, I want to do this and this, and then so then it went haywire for me. So I guess I'm just like, I'm behind. I don't want to say I'm behind, but I'm probably behind in all the I still don't use every feature on that camera. I'm not even close to being like where you're at, Cole's at, and all these other, like, I'm not even there. I'm just trying to manage like some decent shots so I can upload on the social and like not look like a bunch of dumbasses. Like, it's all
Yeah,
I'm
for sure. There's a lot to it. I mean, steep learning curve, I'd say. Steep learning curve.
So let's do this. Like, if somebody was like, hey, I want to get into this, right? Where is a starting point? Let's say if I'm going to film some content and take some pictures, right? What would be like a starting point for, and you don't have to say brands, and you can say whatever you want. Like, what's a starting point for like a decent camera to get started and to do some stuff? Because, like I said, Cole's always asking you stuff, and I know people are always asking me stuff, and I go, yeah, I'm not. You ask Adam. I'm like, don't ask me. Because I know Tyler was going to buy a camera up in Saskatchewan, and I was like, dude, you're asking the wrong guy. Like, call Adam. Like, you gotta be nuts asking me. Like, I'm dumber than you with this stuff. So where would you start?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times people have asked me, "Oh, what
Sure.
camera should I buy?" And it's like,
Yeah.
I've probably had that question asked me like it feels like over 100 times.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would say first too, like, you have to be passionate about it, whatever you're shooting. I mean, it's going to be a lot more, you're going to be a lot more engaged in the actual shooting if you actually like
For
give a
sure.
shit about what you're shooting.
For sure.
So like you could throw me at a car meet and I would be like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, I don't really care about cars, you know? So like those types of shots aren't going to be like the
They're
passion
not
really
going to
drives
be the
you.
shot.
Right.
Everybody's not going to go, oh, did you see Adam's car shot?
Right.
Like, yeah, like, because you don't know, like, you don't
Right.
know what to do. But then taking somebody who shoots cars and you go out in the woods and he's taking a picture of like a bush and you're like, bro, that's poison ivy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know what the hell, you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe it's a good shot, but it's like, bro, I'm itching just looking at that photo. Like, that is not what we want to see, right? There's no
Right.
way. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So you have to be
You
right.
got to
So
be, yeah.
for
So the
sure.
passion, I'd say the passion, it's got to be there.
Yeah.
No matter what you're shooting, it could be anything, but I would
Yeah.
say that's a good place to start. Because
Yeah.
if you're not into it, investing into a bunch of gear and you know what
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, it's just you got to be there. But yeah, as far as someone who's like looking to get started, was that kind of the question?
Yeah, I mean, like, is there certain technical things on a camera that you want? And you could say brands, you know what I mean? As far as like, if you think something's, everybody has an opinion, they could do research, but what have you seen that you'd say, hey, this is a good camera for you to pick up? You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like the camera that I have, that Canon, right? Like, I think that's a fairly easy camera for me to use. But then Cole's camera is a Sony, and I think so is yours. right?
Yep.
And Cole's like, yeah, my camera does this and this, and I don't even, you know what I mean? So I feel that maybe he's just more advanced than me. Maybe my camera can do all that kind of stuff. I don't know, but I'm not there yet. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, I will say, yeah, like when someone asks me what camera should I get, what camera should I buy, whatever, it's like, okay, what do you want to use it for? You know, are
Right,
you just gonna
right.
take pictures and maybe film a little? Are you gonna just film? Those things are important in deciding.
Yeah, right.
Obviously,
What is it they're gonna do?
right. Yep, that's a good place to start with like what you might need. Because if someone's gonna take a lot of photos and maybe not a lot of video, you know, maybe you like something with a higher megapixel, you want something, you know, maybe you're gonna do like prints or you want to be able to blow photos up or whatever. If you're gonna do a lot of photo work, yeah, there's definitely cameras that are more geared towards photo like photography versus I mean a lot of too, like nowadays the mirrorless cameras they're very good. They're all really good across the different brands. You know, Sony's very popular. That's what I like to shoot on. That's what I started shooting on. Like
Did
I've been
you?
shooting on them pretty much since I started. So I just have a familiarity with them. But there's nothing wrong with Canons. There's a lot of other good cameras out there too. Some that don't really get talked about at all. But it's like I was saying too, it's really easy to get caught up in the technical side of it and the specs and like, oh, this camera has this many megapixels, this one has this many megapixels. At the end of the day, it doesn't really, it might matter a little, but to the average person, it doesn't really matter.
And chances are, like I can tell you from experience for both me and Cole, is that you will upgrade at some point
Sure.
sooner than later if you stay doing this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because you're going to, you know, like it's like your first goose call, right? It was $30, right? And
Right.
you're like, and then you went to like $70, and now you're at $150. Like you are gonna get better and go, hey, like this camera, like I need more horsepower, right? I need more
Right.
features, whatever. So I need to move, or I need something that can accommodate this lens or that lens. Like I need to, you know what I mean? So that's going to happen for sure if you stay in. So
Yep,
you
and
might as well just start on something decent, right?
that's definitely something to keep in mind too. You don't need to have the most expensive flashy thing right away, 'cause it's not always the best thing to learn on either. You might be kind of over horsepowered per se,
Listen,
but
I'm over horsepowered for sure. Like my first camera was that point and shoot Sony Lumix, right? Which was awesome. Like super easy. Like I think the zoom was pretty decent on it, so I can get some decent shots. I could pull the card, upload stuff. I mean, you couldn't change lenses, right? But for a point and shoot, like it was awesome. And for that price that it was at the time was like a no-brainer. You know what I mean? And I was like, I could do all kind of stuff with this, and then also learn. And I think that camera had a lot of features that I didn't even all the way learn. You know what I mean? And now I'm on to the Canon, which is like there's so many things on that like that's not my full-time gig, so I'm not buried in it as much as like you or Cole or somebody who does this all the time. Like, because I always ask you questions like, hey, what should I do here? Because I'm lost. Or if something goes haywire on the settings, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what just happened, but like I'm lost.
Yeah, and that's another big thing too. If like just understanding settings, that'll take you, and experimenting with settings, that'll get you
For sure.
along pretty quick. And you can do that with even very basic cameras. And that's a great way to learn. And then, 'cause yeah, like I said, I mean, it's not something that's it, there is a tech. There's a lot of technical side to photography. Just understanding your camera and the settings and all that. So. That's something that's really important that a lot of people maybe overlook a little.
But the more you use it, right? The more you use it in your settings, let's say, whether you're indoor or outdoor, like we obviously do a lot of outdoors. So it's like the more you use it outside, and it's like, you know, the lighting has changed, like your lighting at you're lighting at 8 a.m. is different than you're lighting at 2 p.m. or 11 a.m. or even 4 p.m., right? So the lighting is different all those times. And it's like you got to be dialed into what you want it to look like at all those times. So it's not washed out. It's not all, you know what I mean? It's not too dark if you're in the morning, like super early in the morning. Like there's things, and I think it's like anything else. It's like on the job training, and it is like hands-on figuring it out. Because you listen, I just me being a very basic camera person, I could read that whole manual, watch all these videos online, do all this stuff, and then still take it out and go, I don't know what the hell I'm like. I read all that stuff and now I have to actually do it. So I think the more that you go out and do it is probably way better than just like, and I'm not saying don't watch stuff online, but it's like, I think like for me, I needed to do it like hands-on to like understand like, okay, when the lighting's here, I need to do this, or I need to make, you know, whatever adjustments I need to make on the camera. Like I got to figure it out myself instead of just like reading it or somebody saying, hey, do this.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I guess as far as like lenses go, if we're talking like more on that photo camera route, which honestly, like, yeah, the mirrorless cameras are great because a lot of times they do take really good photo and video, you know. And there's a lot of that's a very it's a very good, like, it's very budget friendly, like it's a good bang for your buck, I guess, if you can get both of those, because you'll get really nice video out of them too. But yeah, as
And
far
you
as
could,
like lens, oh, go
yeah,
ahead.
go ahead, lenses.
Okay.
That's,
Yeah, I mean, I would just say like I shoot on a lot of zooms. It's kind of a personal, you have like your zooms and then you have what's called a prime lens, which is like a fixed, does not zoom at all. So for waterfall, for filming waterfall, the zooms are just, it's a very, it can be a very fast-paced environment, and
sure.
sometimes, you know, you might be kind of stuck in one spot. So that zoom can be really helpful in getting the shots you need and getting good framing on shots. Just because you might quite literally be standing in mud and you can't move, you
Well,
know.
yeah, and you don't know
So
what you're gonna get. You don't know what shot is gonna be. You don't know what you're getting. Like it might
right.
be tight, it might be far out to start. Then you gotta do this. Then, the first shot could be, they start at 100 yards and they're coming, and the next shot could be they just zoomed in at 20, like right in front of us.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, as far as being ready for anything, like, yeah, I get that because that's just waterfowl hunting. Versus say, like a deer, like you're in a tree stand and it's like the deer, like he's gonna, and I'm not saying it happens all the time, but like most of the time it's like, hey, the deer's at 100 yards, here he comes, like, and we're just gonna zoom on him and he's just gonna come the whole way. And if it's archery or whatever, you know what I mean? Like it could be any of that. Like very rarely does a deer just run in at 20 yards and stand there right in front of you. Now it does happen, right? It does happen. But like for the majority of the time, it's not a bird hunt. So it's totally different.
Yeah. So I like to shoot on zooms. And then I guess I like to, usually I'm shooting on at least two cameras on these shoots. Just because I don't like to, I don't like changing lenses necessarily in the marsh.
Right.
And then you're also dealing with a fast-paced environment, so just having those two cameras with different lenses on them can be really, really help have like a nice streamline of like of flow of capturing, I guess. So like
For
for
sure.
example, let's say birds are working in, that's when I'm, you know, gonna have a zoom lens and I'm, you know, locked in on that bird, that group of birds coming in. And then that's typically, I like to shoot on a 70 to 200 in most cases for that. You know, it's a good enough zoom range where you can get somewhat tight, but unless the birds are like really, really close, that seems to be a good length. I'd say it's a good enough range where the
To get
average,
everything.
it's a good, yeah. I mean, everyone kind of has probably their opinion on different lenses and stuff, but for the average stuff that I'm doing, that's a good range. 70 to 200 for birds working. And then, yeah, maybe we'll film like the dog going out and grabbing them. And then maybe I'll jump out of the blind there. And then I'll have a wider lens on so I can get a little bit closer to the action, just to get that get that dog coming in. And that's a shot. I mean, that's where the creative side comes in too, because you could use a zoom lens
Part
to
of it.
film a dog picking up
Right.
birds, you know? It's kind of
Right.
all up to preference, but
Right.
for a lot of the blind stuff too, it's nice to be wider, just so you can kind of have that wider angle of
Yeah.
getting the whole scene, I guess. But yeah, I like to have a mix of lenses kind of going.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's, everybody's in the blind talking, whether we're doing stuff or whatever's happening, and all the grab ass going on in the blind. And then, that, like you said, there's stuff outside. There's the dog. There's, somebody's running to go get something and they fall, or somebody trips and falls in the river, or, you got to make sure you get all that good fun stuff. The other thing that I was thinking of is, like you said, two cameras, but then, like, the cool thing that has kind of, added to everything in the camera area has been, like, the GoPros and putting, like, a camera off angle, or, behind us, or on the blind, or facing back at us, or, what I mean? I think those cameras and those shots add to just everything going on, because you're getting every angle of what we're doing.
Yeah, you never know what you're gonna get. So sometimes those angles are really nice. Like we had a hunt, I guess people will see it this year. We had a hunt at Tyler's last year where I had a tripod off to the, or I had, yeah, a GoPro on a tripod, kind of ground level, like off the straight off the right side of the blind, like facing the blind and kind of the kill hole. And yeah, you'll see it if, I guess I wish I knew the episode number, but you'll see like we had a bird, like
I
I
know
don't know if
exactly what you're talking about.
the bird went down. I don't know if it was still alive, and it got up and flew straight at the GoPro, and the dog nearly ran the GoPro over. And
Totally.
it
I
was
know.
awesome. It's an awesome shot. Like just, and you just can't plan that kind of stuff. You just sometimes you get lucky with the angles, but
Well,
yeah, those perspectives are good to have.
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly which one that is too, and I don't know the episode, but it is a very cool shot. And the thing about like the GoPro and or the cameras off angle is, like, it could be like 4 hours of absolutely nothing, right? Or there's like 3 hours and 59 minutes of, like, nothing, and then there's that 30-second shot of, like, that just made the whole deal. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, like, because you always got to jump out and change that battery if we're there long or whatever. And it's like, if you don't have that, that could, I don't want to say make or break it, but it could. There could be something that you're like, holy shit, I didn't get that. And it's like, that angle got it. Like, that happens.
Totally. Yeah, batteries die. I mean, you might be filming and your battery dies, and then that's what kind of those backup angles are kind of there for.
Yeah, and that just comes into, like, of course, it's more investment, more money, but if you're gonna keep doing this and go at that, you've got to have other stuff going on, because you got to add to it. Let's talk a little bit about audio, because you always try to, you always like, let's mic up me and, like, mic up one or two other people in the blind. So you're getting that, you're kind of getting everybody, or you're getting conversations back and forth. And I think that's an important thing too, because, it's like that kind of tells the story. It kind of keeps the story going. It also, gets the funny shit that happens, or somebody says something, or, what I mean? Like whatever happens, like that's a whole part of it. Obviously, like, when you're, like on a deer hunt, it's like, here he comes. It's like, okay. Like, with us, it's like, who's took all the crustables, the Uncrustables? Like, who's got this? Who shot the hen? And it's usually Tyler, or whatever the case may be, right? It's like, that's the part that, like, kind of, just ties it all together.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, it's a big part of obviously there's the visual aspect. There's also the sound is super important. Having good audio is just makes your video even better. So I like you said, I try to have you guys mic'd up so you got good audio, you guys. Whether it's, celebrating or talking smack, whatever. That's all good stuff to have.
And there's definitely a lot of bleeping out and doing, what you need to do. Like, for sure, like that happens. Like, that's
Yeah.
just one of those things with us.
Yeah, you can always do it after the fact. It's,
Sure.
yeah.
Sure. Some stuff you could leave in, some stuff we'll get fined for. Like, whatever. Like, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
If you were thinking of like telling somebody like they were going to start, like they said, they always, like you said, they always ask you like what camera is there something that maybe they don't ask that's pretty important that, and maybe it's a piece of gear, maybe it's a mindset. Is there something that you would tell somebody like starting out or somebody that wants to get better? Like the first thing that comes to my mind, I would say it would just be practice, but is there something that, I don't know, like something that you could say, hey, do this, or I don't know. And I don't know if there is anything like other than like, hey, make sure you get yourself in a good camera, get comfortable with it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I would say it's just knowing the camera, knowing your settings. I mean, knowing what like your white balance. I mean, there's a lot
For
of those
sure.
little things that when you do them all correctly, it equals a good end result. I just try to give yourself, if you're learning, try to give yourself different scenarios, I guess. Maybe just, yeah, I don't know. It's just I mean, just really practice comes
Right.
down
Put
to it,
yourself in
but
maybe some hard spots, some different spots to kind of like figure it out because you don't know what you're gonna. You don't know what you're going to experience, right? Like you don't know what you're going to run into.
And I guess too, like from if someone's pursuing it as a business and wants to do that, type of line of
Yeah.
work, I would say like obviously your networking too is really important. That's a whole nother side of it. But yeah, the skills really just need to get kind of tailored, I guess. And
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know.
Well, like so I'll speak on like the networking thing. So you came out years ago and filmed something for HuntStand when we were doing something with like Mossy Oak and Mike Nelson and everybody out here. So when I got the final approach job, I was like, they're like, hey, we need to get a YouTube channel. We need to do a series. We need to. I'm like, okay. So it's like I start going, okay, well, shit, now I gotta find a camera guy. So I think my first call was to Alex Langbell, who filmed for a lot of stuff. He's got Gundog Outdoors. Like Alex was into it pretty heavy, and him and I were talking pretty good at the time. Like we've always kept in touch, but for some reason we were going back and forth on stuff. And I said, hey, do you got a couple camera guys? Like we're thinking about doing this. And he gave me a couple guys, and it was like one guy was busy and one guy was like talked to another guy. Then I talked to like two other guys. And honestly, like I'm a vibe person. So like I talked to one kid and I was like, that's a no. Like I'm not feeling that. And then like, because I don't know. I was in the radio slash like that kind of industry for 20 years. So like my spidey sense is there. So like my spidey sense went up and I was like, yeah, that's a no, because I kind of felt like he was like, I want to be behind, but I want to be in front too. And I was like, yeah, that's not
Gotcha.
what I'm looking for. And I'm not like trying to be somebody. Like I just happen to have to be the face of the brand to help us to sell stuff, to show you guys stuff, to like come hunt with us, to that whole like stardom thing, like That's just whatever. Like, we're not curing cancer. We're fucking making hunting videos. Like whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So with that said, I was like, so then I'm racking my brain. And then I don't know what the hell was like. I was like, I need to call Adam. So I call Mike Nelson. And I go, hey, is Adam doing anything? And he's like, yeah, he's doing his own business. Like, why don't you call him? And I was like, okay. And then freaking here we are,
Yeah,
6 years later,
it's
bro. Like that's when you're like, hey, that's stuff's supposed to happen like that. That's how it's
crazy.
supposed to go.
Totally. It just yeah. That's like the biggest one of the biggest things for me, as I was growing my business was like obviously staying positive because, you know, as a freelancer, I mean, anyone listening, if they are freelancers, they know this. They're like,
Oh
it's gonna
yeah.
ebb and flow.
Oh yeah.
And that's kind of part of how it can go. So like if you can like that's like where I set my bar, right? Like you're like, okay, this is gonna ebb and flow. Like there's gonna be good times, there might be some slower times, you know. As long as you're okay with that. I mean, you kinda have to be if you're in this kind of line of work, I'd
Right.
say to some degree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've always just been positive and I would say you just kinda gotta stay like just stay positive and stay kind of hopeful. And yeah, things
And it's
definitely.
the network, right? It's your network
Exactly.
thing. Like, 'cause listen, my, you know, listen, the DMs into Instagram, the messages, you know, like into Facebook, like it's constant, like, you know, hey, do you guys need this? And it's like, no, we don't, you know, and I get it. Like they're looking, or if they're freelancing, or they're looking for another client to, you know, to work with or what. And it's like, I get it, but I'm like, we're in good shape. We've been in great hands for a while. So it's like, I don't need anything, but keeping that network, because when, you know, something does happen, you're like, hey, I know a guy, call him. You know what I mean? Like that's how it goes sometimes. It's like, it's sometimes who you know. You know what I mean? Because there's a
Totally.
lot of qualified people, but it's like, you know, or hey, so and so answered his phone, or hey, you're free next week or two, you know, whatever. Like it could be anything, you know, because you filmed a bunch for the other stuff you do in the summer is you're filming for that fishing tournament and a couple fishing things. So, you know, like that's totally different than what we're doing, but you know, we're not doing anything in the summer, so yeah, you got to make money.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. That's kind of comes down. Yeah, networking is huge.
Yeah.
Huge part of it.
So you got to like widen out your, like going back to that, like you got to widen out what you do as well. Like you can't just say, I'm just going to shoot, you know, if you're just going to shoot waterfowl, that's just fall. Like, yeah, you can do spring snows maybe, but that leaves rest of spring, all of summer, the beginning, early fall. Like, you know, that's just, so you got to figure out if, like you said, if you're doing this full time, like you got to figure out other stuff to do. So you might want to, you know, widen your portfolio and do whatever, you know, whether it's pictures for this, that, or the other thing. You know what I mean? So, and it could be anything, you know,
Yeah, for
the
sure.
skills translate, you know, like, you know, I'm not saying you can't go and, you know, shoot pictures for, you know, somebody's baseball team or football, like whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, it could be anything, you know? So,
Yeah,
awesome stuff.
that's kind of a weird, that's a, like a whole another topic of like a lot of production companies, they typically kind of have their niche of what they do.
Right.
And that was one thing, like as I kind of started shooting more and figured out what I like enjoyed shooting and what I didn't enjoy shooting, I realized I really liked the variety of the different projects, you know.
Yeah.
Like and even today I still shoot a variety of stuff. Like you said,
For
I
sure.
film fishing. I do shoot some weddings here and there.
Yeah. You just did a rap video.
Just did a music video. Yep. So those kinds of things, like it's
I
good.
can't wait to see that. Is it done?
Not yet. Should be pretty
Are you
good.
editing it?
Yes. Yep.
Holy shit. I can't wait to
But
see.
those kind, it's that's a perfect example. It's just sometimes it's just really good to just mix up the creative flow and just shoot
For
different
sure.
stuff. Kind of it's cool because it invites like you might have a process of how you might go about a shooting something, like for example for our duck hunts. But then maybe you can take something from that and apply it to something else. So that's kind of like, that's one thing. Like I haven't really wanted to niche down and just focus on like just hunting. Or granted, I do shoot a lot of outdoor stuff, which would probably be considered my niche, to be honest. But that's like what I enjoy shooting. But I do really
But who
enjoy
knows?
the
But who
variety.
knows, like what you just learned on doing the rap video, like you're gonna be like, hey, like we're gonna go to Tyler's, you know, it's like, hey, let's shoot this like this. Like I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like that's like a creative thing that you might go, hey, I tried this different angle or I tried this, like let's try it here. Like I don't know. That's like not putting yourself in a you know, in a pigeonhole and just going, I'm just gonna do it like this all the time. I'm just gonna do the same stuff no matter if I'm shooting deer or weddings or turkey or whatever or fishing. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's you're just listen, you're just getting wider, which is always good. Like the more stuff you know, the more stuff you can do is means, you know, listen, it means you're more valuable. It means you can do more stuff. You're attractive to more companies or more clients or, you know, your business. Like you gotta, it's a business, you know, no matter what.
And that's like one thing I've really kind of I guess prided myself on since I started my company was like I like so you start a business and you're like, okay, what's my mission statement? You know, all of the you go through those whole things and you're like,
For sure.
I don't
For
know
sure.
what it is. But then for me, I was like just like high quality. Like I just want to do high quality stuff. I mean, there's such a value in that, as far as like professionalism and just like people the quality just can really speak to a brand. And I don't know, just it's nice to look at nice looking stuff too, like footage. So like yeah, I'm like high quality. Like I want to do like high quality production, good storytelling. Like that's what I want to be in. Doesn't matter if I'm filming hunting, fishing, whatever. As long as that's there, like I'm all in on that. So
Well, and like you said, everybody's got to find their spot, like their niche, what they want to do, what they're passionate about, what they want to, you know, work on. So, and then there's stuff like you said, there's stuff where it's like, I don't want to shoot that. Like, that's not what I want to do. And it's like, you have that option to be like, yeah, I don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's simple. You don't have to take the business if you don't need it. You'd be like, yeah, that's not me. Like, I know it's going to be like, you're not into it. That's it.
And I can't say I haven't like taken jobs I didn't necessarily, you know, it's like, okay, this isn't really gonna grow my portfolio, but at the end of the day, it's still a good learning experience and you're getting paid. I mean, you gotta pay the bills to some degree too. So there's like a good happy balance of like just trying to get where you want to be. Sometimes you can't, you know, like you got to get there. You got to get the experience somehow. I mean,
If you listen, if you don't learn as you go and learn more stuff and get better at your craft, it's like I said, it's like anything else. If you think people get to the positions that they're in just because of, you know, like they don't know anything, like it happens. Like, don't get me wrong, like that happens. But the majority of the time, you do have to work your way up. You do have to get good at something. And you do have to be better than other people in that category to get the job or the gig. Like, you know, and sometimes it can come down to you're just as good as everybody else, but you might know somebody. Like it could be that too, but you're still qualified. Like you still had to do the work and you still know what you're doing. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of factors. So you got to keep up, like you said, we go back to it. You got to keep up your networking. You got to keep your skills tight, you know, and you got to grow.
Yeah, work hard.
Look at that, kids. Go out and get a camera and get to it. Oh, that's good stuff. Anything you want to close on? You want to send them to your website or anything? If anybody's got any gigs for Adam, you could find them.
Yeah, I mean, if
Don't
anyone has
cost you.
questions, I'm happy to answer questions about stuff. My website's archerfilmco.com. I'm on Instagram. Shoot me a message if you have a question or whatever. But
We need more hip hop videos. That's what we need for sure. I
yeah.
can't
Well,
believe you didn't call me on that one. I'm
didn't
like,
at Tyler's, wasn't there one we watched that was like duck hunting related this past year?
We did.
Like, there you
Yeah,
go.
let's go. It's on the schedule. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. If you want to check anything out from us, you can hit us up at fabrand.com. You can hit up the YouTube channel. All the last past series are on there. And everything we shoot, most of the time, 90 some percent of the time, it's Adam. So, videos, all kind of other stuff. Some of the podcasts when we're on the road, it's on him. So you got to be able to do everything. So if you want to check out any of our partners, it's pretty simple. You can go to Roger Sporting Goods. You can go to Federal Ammunition, Weatherby, the guys at Leupold, Sass Goose Company up at Tyler's, Dogtra, and of course Archer Film Co. Adam's got our back for he's got our back for all all the time. So that's awesome. All right, bud. Good podcast. Appreciate you jumping on. And if you got questions, go hit up Adam. He'll help you get your crap together. How's that?
Thanks,
All right,
Mark.
Bubba. See you in a little bit. Appreciate everything. That's
Yep.
the FA podcast for today.